Well, praise the Lord. This is Apostle Lewis. Welcome to the broadcast today. I want to encourage you to get your Bible, get your notepad, get a pen if you're able. We're getting ready to study the Word of God. We're going to do a message today entitled, God's Commandments. They are still alive and well in the New Testament. Let's go into the Word of God now. God bless you.
Thank you for the saints that's in the house tonight. And Father, we pray that you open up the eyes of our understanding, that we may behold wonderful things out of thy law. We worship you. We thank you for an atmosphere of worship. We give you honor. We give you glory. We give you praise. Thank you, Father. We reverence your holy and righteous name. Thank you for keeping us all day long. Thank you for walking with us, talking with us, telling us that we are your own. Father, we magnify you tonight. We glorify you tonight. Thank you for a journey in the Word tonight. Thank you for educating us by your standards. In Jesus' name, amen. Give the Lord a praise offering. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, worship you, Father. Worship you, Father. Oh, thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. How many of y'all remember when we studied on the Ten Commandments? Okay. I found another scripture to verify everything we taught. That was so interesting to me because for a long time, I never knew that the Mosaic Law was different from the Ten Commandments. How many of y'all, that was your first time hearing that? They was different. Now, keep in mind, which is the Mosaic Law, the Law of Moses, the Ten Commandments was inserted. That makes sense? The Ten Commandments was inserted in the Old Covenant. But when God started the New Covenant, he took those Ten Commandments and inserted them in the New Covenant. Now, that's what a lot of New Testament believers don't know, okay? And we know we don't, on the one with the Sabbath, Jesus is the Sabbath, okay? And we keep him every day. So all ten of those commandments was inserted in the New Covenant. And they've been there all the while, but most people never paid attention to them. And I give you an example. Like in Ephesians chapter 4, it says, let him that stole steal no more. What is that? Thou shall not steal. And so that's just an example. You can go look at all the letters in the New Testament, and you can see all 10 of those commandments in the New Covenant. All 10 of them. And we thought they was just abolished with the Old Covenant. Now, I'm not teaching on that tonight, but I found another scripture. I like when God confirmed things to me. You see, let me tell you something. When we say we have a doctrine or God has said something, don't receive it until God confirm it to you. Amen? And God keep on confirming this thing. He confirming this thing, and I love every minute of it. But I found the scripture. Go to 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 19. Because if this is God's word, he will confirm it by the Holy Ghost and the Holy Canon of Scripture. And if he don't confirm it, then we don't accept it. Okay, so I found the scripture. I got excited. So let me share it with you. 1 Corinthians chapter 7 and verse 19. Look at it. Said right here in the New Testament. And we are not under the old covenant. I want to emphasize that because somebody going to say, that's legalism. Where's the legalism to steal? Is it legalism to lie? Amen. Now you in the New Covenant, God still don't want you to steal, still don't want you to lie, still don't want you to commit adultery. All those in the New Covenant, that's not legalism. That's doing what's right. Okay. 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 19. Here's a scripture that I just found, and I got excited about it, so I wanted to kind of throw that out there before we get started on our lesson tonight. All right. Paul talking here, he said, circumcision is nothing, okay? Because you know they had an issue in the New Testament church in Acts chapter 15 when all the Judaizers was trying to bring the law, the New Testament churches, and so they had that big Jerusalem council, and the end result was the apostles said, we never said no such thing, okay? But they was talking about the law of Moses, and circumcision was thrown out the window, okay? So the Gentile churches don't have to go through those rituals. But they never mentioned the law of God. The law of God is those 10 things God said that he was adamant about in the old covenant, and he's still adamant in the new covenant about it. Okay? Paul said, circumcision is nothing, and uncircumcision is nothing. But what? Yeah, somebody got that? Say that again. So he says circumcision is nothing, but the keeping of the commandment is something. You see that in the New Testament? Y'all, how many of y'all see that? Right there in the New Testament. So God still want us to have no other gods before him. He still want us to don't lie, don't steal. He still want us, new creatures ought to be able to do this anyway. You know why? Because the Bible said in the New Covenant, he said, I'm going to write my laws upon your heart. In the Old Covenant, he wrote them up on stone. In the New Covenant, when we got born again, he wrote them on our heart and in our minds. And here it is right here. In the, how many of y'all ever noticed that scripture? Right there, huh? You read it, but you don't really see it and pay attention to it. And so once we study it, and once God, see, I'm telling y'all, I had never preached it before. I've been preaching 36 years, and I think the last year or so is when I was able to separate the two. You see? But it's all over the Bible. Now, let me just look at one more. Go to Romans tonight. I just want to show y'all that it's all over the New Covenant. And we are not under the old. We are under the New Covenant, still honoring God's passion. Way back there in the New Covenant. Okay, Romans chapter 7. And let's look at the last couple of verses. And then I think we're closing James. Okay, Romans chapter 7, verse 24. Okay, it says, O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from this body of death? Then he tell you in verse 25, I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then, with the mind, I myself serve what? He didn't say the law of Moses. He said, with the mind, I myself serve the law of God. What is the law of God? Those 10 things he wrote in the old covenant. He wrote the 10. Moses wrote everything else in the old covenant. And then God called the old covenant the law of Moses. He called those 10 things he wrote the law of God. So when he abolished the old covenant, the law of God still remained. Why would God with his finger write something and now it's just gone, it's destroyed? In the New Testament, I'm going to write it with my finger in your heart. And now Paul said, with the mind I can serve the law of God. Why? Because he wrote them in your mind and in your heart. And if a New Testament Christian don't think they still survive, break one of them and see, won't the Spirit bother you? Well, let me go and look at another one. This James, y'all got me going on this now. Go to James. And this is not legalism, and we are not under the old covenant. We're in the new covenant, but as new covenant, born again creatures, it ought to be a joy to walk in this and fulfill the Father's will. It's a joy. You shouldn't be caught doing these things anyway if you're born again. Simple as that. But I'm telling you, and the reason the Lord showed this to me and had me teach it, and I done taught it, like I said, I done covered this area with it, and in several other states we done covered it, because preachers are preaching now that all you do is believe, and you can break these laws now, and you can still go to heaven by what you believe. That is a lie. Lord, I tell you, we're going to come back to James 2. I believe God just want to rehearse this. Let's go back to Matthew. Let me show you what Jesus said then. Maybe if you don't believe me, you'll believe Jesus. Jesus in chapter 5, Matthew chapter 5, verse 19. Jesus talking. Now keep in mind now, this is what they call the Sermon on the Mount. Now everybody use chapter 5 as a Sermon on the Mount. But do you know chapter 5, chapter 6, chapter 7, and chapter 8, all of that is the Sermon on the Mount? Because the Bible said then after he finished commanding these things, he came down from the mountain. So when he was on that mountain, he was talking to his apostles about these things. Because what happened is a multitude of people came to Jesus. And then the Bible said Jesus got his disciples and went up into a high mountain. Why he left the multitude? Because he went up into a high mountain to break these things down to the apostles, because they was the ones going to come back and teach the people. Okay, so he on the mountain now. He take him up there and he's teaching his apostles. Okay, now keep in mind now, the Great Commission, when Jesus, man, I didn't know I was going to go this route tonight. Maybe somebody need this. But keep in mind, the Great Commission is when Jesus rose from the dead, right? Okay, right, y'all? Right? I know I'm right, but I want to see if you know. Okay, now, when before Jesus ascended, he gave them the Great Commission. Here's the Great Commission. He said, go ye, talking to the apostles, because they're going to establish the New Testament church. He said, go ye into all the world. Y'all listening? Go into all the world, okay, teaching them to observe some things. All things whatsoever I have commanded you. He was commanding them right here. So if a preacher say, well, these things don't apply to us, that preacher lying. Jesus don't lie. I feel like Jesus don't lie. So somebody lying. If they say, you can break these things and these things passed away. No, Jesus taught these things right here to his disciples. And when he got ready to ascend, he said, you go teach the people everything I commanded you. Now, I think in the 10th or the 11th chapter, the Bible said when he got through commanding his apostles, then they went around in the village and started teaching. So all of this was him commanding the apostles. Then at the end, he said, now you go tell everybody what I commanded you. So this is in the new covenant. Now let's read it. Okay, Matthew chapter 5, verse 19. Look at what it says. Whosoever therefore shall break one of the least. Y'all hear this? The least of these commandments. I thought we ain't had no commandments under the new covenant. I thought I just believe in what he did for me, and that's all I need to do. Jesus said you're supposed to believe and do. This gospel out here running around talking about just believe only, just believe only. Abraham believed only. No, he didn't. Abraham, Romans 4 and verse 3, it looks like it says he believed only. But you got to go to James 2 to show you how the scripture say he believed. He believed and he obeyed according to James 2. Then the scripture was fulfilled that said he believed. He did them both. But if you just take Romans 4 verse 3, Abraham believed God and it was accounted for him for righteousness. And you build your doctrine, you got a half doctrine. Abraham didn't believe like that. Abraham believed God and obeyed what God said. And unless New Testament people believe God and obey God, you don't believe God. Here Jesus said, whosoever therefore shall break one of the least of the commandments, watch this, and then shall teach men, so he shall be called least in the kingdom of heaven. I was preaching about the Ten Commandments Monday and Tuesday all around the country, and God told me to end by challenging the pulpit. I said, I want to challenge my brothers in the pulpit. If you have taught God's people to break one of these commandments, you owe God an apology, and you owe God's people an apology. Because, see, you could teach this stuff through ignorance. I did it for a long time, and I had to repent. If I had to repent, guess what? Repentance fit us all. He said, if you break one of the least of these commandments and then teach men to do so, he said, your name going to be called least in the kingdom of heaven. Then you go down to verse 20. He said, for I say, this is Jesus Christ talking. I don't know what doctor or what reverend or what minister can come and tell me something different from Jesus. But if they do, they're a false prophet. Jesus said what he meant and meant what he said. Look at what Dr. Jesus said. He said again, for I say unto you, except your righteousness exceed the righteousness of the scribes and the Pharisees, you shall in no case enter the kingdom of heaven. That's what Jesus said. How can somebody come tell me that I don't need to do the word, I just need to believe in what he did, and I can make it, when Jesus said you got to do it? Amen. Oh, y'all making me labor tonight. Something on me tonight. I'm telling you, we need to read our Bible and stop listening to people. We need to read the Bible. How can this document change? Jesus done said here, taught these apostles and told them, you go teach them everything I commanded you. This was some of the things he commanded. How does that not apply to the New Testament church? Can anybody answer me? Glory to God. And then this doctrine out here, boy, I tell you, I'm going to put this on radio too. This doctrine out here that's saying God don't look at your sins. He look at you through the blood. Really? Really? Then this doctrine that says that when he may, I'm living his, it's his righteousness. Wait a minute. I agree with part of that. When you accept Jesus Christ, he's made unto us wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, and redemption. Yes. Okay, he made us righteous. Now, you better get your lazy self up. I'm talking to the atmosphere. I'm not talking to y'all tonight. And you better have a righteous walk right now, because Jesus said, accept your righteousness. I done made you righteous. Now let me see you walk righteous. And he said, if your righteousness don't exceed the righteousness of the scribes and the Pharisees, you ain't going to heaven. I didn't write the Bible. I just preach it. The scribes and the Pharisees, you know who the scribes and the Pharisees represented? They represented that hypocritical church in Jesus' day. Because these was the leaders posing to be men of God. They were supposed to be the holy men of God of that day. They was over the synagogue. You had the Herodians. You had all kinds of organization. Jesus teaching these apostles. He said, boys, if y'all don't exceed this, you ain't going to my heaven. That's what Jesus told them. And Jesus telling us today, saints, you know, I'm going to tell you what, many preachers won't tell you this. You know why they won't tell you? Because they know most people are going to feel, that's too hard, that's a burden. I'd rather be told the truth and locate myself and so I can get it together than you to lie to me. This ain't hard. When you die, this is easy. He said, my yoke is easy, my burden is light. Somebody lying, the human race of Jesus. Jesus don't lie. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It says, he said, I say, if your righteousness don't exceed the righteousness of this church, this thing called church in 2015, you can't go to my heaven. Now, folks, I ain't making nothing up. That's in your Bible. That's in your Bible. Okay. Now, let's go to James, and I'm going to finish it up. I really didn't know I was going to go this far with this, but that's okay. James. We're on the internet too, right? Okay, we got people watching on the internet. And for everyone else that's watching, go to James chapter 2 right fast, and let's finish this up. I'm going to teach this again. The Lord told me to teach this again, that we need to stop teaching God's people to break these laws, that your faith in God, your faith in the cross, and your faith in the grace of God now permits you to break these things. You can overlook them. No, you can't. Ain't nobody going to heaven breaking these rules. That's what the Bible, Paul said it like this. He said, no whoremongers, no adulterers, nobody. You shall not inherit the kingdom. These gospels out here now telling us we're going to inherit it because we believe. No, that ain't the Bible. That's some man that made up a Bible. That ain't what the real Bible say. Okay, James 2. Let me look at a few things because I'm still talking about that law of God. See, let me get like the tithe, 10%, the tithe was implemented way before the law of Moses was established, right? Everybody know that. Abraham paid tithes to Melchizedek. The law hadn't even been established yet. Now, when the Mosaic law, the old covenant was established, God took tithe and inserted it in the law. And then in the new covenant, he took and inserted it in love in the New Testament. Now, we preachers sometimes preach, well, tithe is still in the new covenant. Tithe, you ought to tithe, but then they'll throw the commandments away. No, the commandment was taken out of the law and put in your heart and in the new covenant too. Why you want tithes, but you won't throw them away? You see, that's hypocritical there. You picking and choosing what you want. No, you better, preacher, you better put that kingdom 10 right back in. Put them 10 in. Because they in anyway. You still can't go sleep around. You still can't lie and get to heaven. Oh, God. Okay, James 2. I ain't preaching nothing but Bible. I'll go with the Bible. I'll go with the scriptures. Okay, James. James, the second chapter, verse 14. What doeth profit, my brethren, though a man may say he had faith and have not works? Can faith save you? All this stuff about faith. Just believe, just believe, just believe. Can just believing save you? No. Okay. Yeah, let me back up. Go back to James 2, verse 3. And you have respect to him that weareth the gay clothing, and say unto him, sit thou here in a good place, and say to the poor, stand thou there, and sit under my footstool. Are ye not then partial in yourselves, and become judges of evil thoughts? He's telling this local church, and all local churches, that look, you let a rich man come in, and you give him the best seat in the house, and then you let them poor people sit in the lowest seat, and make them your footstool. He said, you're evil. That's what he's telling them, okay? And he said, you're evil, and you got evil thoughts. He said in verse 4, he said, are ye then partial in yourselves and become judges of evil thoughts? Hearken, my beloved brethren, had not God chosen the poor of this world, rich in faith? Don't you know God done chose the poor over the rich? That's what he's trying to tell them. Rich in faith and heirs of the kingdom which he has promised to them that love him. But you have despised the poor. Do not rich men, see, he talking about these rich men that was coming in the sanctuary that was giving this special treatment to. Do not rich men oppress you and draw you before their judgment seat? You know, they come judging you. They looking down on you. They got millions and billions. God said, I don't care. That poor man got more billions to me than you. God don't see like we see, but have despised the poor. Do not rich men oppress you and draw you before the judgment seats? Do not they blaspheme that holy name by which you are called? If now watch this, I'm back on the law again. The law of God, not the law of the old covenant, not the Mosaic law, not the old covenant law. I'm talking about God's laws, the ones he wrote. Not the ones Moses wrote. All of them came from God, but he only wrote 10 things, and he called it his laws. James finna talk about his laws to show you they in the New Testament, in the New Testament church, under grace, and this grace gospel trying to wipe them out. If you fulfill the royal law, James called those 10 things the royal law. Now, if you don't think he's referring to the 10, I'm going to show you in a few minutes. He's going to make reference to it. He said, if you fulfill the royal law, we just looked at Paul saying circumcision don't matter, but the commandments of God does matter. Now, here James said the same thing. If you fulfill the royal law, according to the scriptures, then he's going to tell you what the royal law is. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. That first law of love is royal in those 10 things. Okay? He said, if you fulfill the royal law according to the scriptures, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. You do well. You do well, New Testament church, to do this. And look at what he said in verse 9. But if you have respect of person, you have committed sin. And convinced of the law. What law? The law of God. Two different things. But we still in the spirit have the law of God. The law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. It says, but you have respect the person you commit sin and convinced of the law as a transgressor. You're a transgressor if you break these. He said, New Testament Christians he's talking about. Because you Old Testament folks couldn't do it. New Testament folks talking about they can't do it. No, they saying I don't want to do it. You born again and got power now to do them. And you want to act like an old covenant person. For whosoever shall keep the whole law. What law? The law of God. It's still in the Old New Testament. Whosoever shall keep the whole law, yet offend in one point. Sound like what Jesus said. If you break the least of one of them. So these apostles in agreement with Jesus. He said, for you keep the whole law and yet offend in one point, you're guilty of them all. Then he's going to describe to you what law he's talking about. just in case you got any doubts. For he that said, do not commit adultery, what is that word that come from? Out of the old covenant, he took his 10 adamant things and inserted them in the new covenant. He put them in your heart and in your mind. And they in these books of the New Testament. Y'all looking at them. Thou shall not commit adultery. Right here in the new covenant. And I heard two major preachers last week, a couple weeks ago, preach that we are not under these 10 commandments. He said that thou shalt not commit adultery. He said all you do is just believe in what Jesus did for you. He fulfilled it. He did it for you. You don't have to keep these things to get into heaven. He was really saying you can commit adultery and go to heaven. That's what they teaching. That ain't in the New Testament church. And I stand my ground on these scriptures, and I challenge all of these messages in love, saying that ain't what God said. Go ahead. But let's finish this here. For whosoever shall keep the whole law and yet offend in one point is guilty of it all. For he that said, do not commit adultery, said also, do not kill. Thou shalt not kill. Come from the old covenant. He took it out of the old covenant. And he inserted it in the new covenant, first in your heart and in your mind and in these letters. So the old covenant is gone. We don't have to offer bulls and goats. We don't have to go through all the rituals. But God took his little 10 things he wrote, just 10 little things for human beings, and he said, I'm going to insert them. Because God's still adamant about that. You can't do that and please God in the New Testament. If you're doing that and you're doing these things, you're not pleasing him. The Bible said, if you love me, keep my commandments. What commandments? We discussing them. All right. He said, my commandments are not grievous. If this is grievous for you, you're not born again. If these things right here, God said, you my child, I done given you my nature. Now, if you claim this is grievous, you either not born again, or you done been born again and done been lied to and indoctrinated, and now you want to sin. Okay. He said, how can you claim I'm your father, I done given you my nature, and here's my requirements, but this is grievous to you? Wow. New Testament church. For whosoever shall keep the whole law and yet offend in one point, he is guilty of all. For he that said, do not commit adultery, said also, do not kill. Now if you commit no adultery, yet if you kill, thou art become a transgressor of the law. Right here in the New Testament, in the book of James, in the book of Romans, in the book of Hebrews, all over the New Testament, and preachers are preaching that grace, because of grace, we don't have to do this and we can go to heaven. Jesus said, except your righteousness shall exceed the righteousness of this dirty church, you ain't going to my heaven. I didn't say that. Jesus said it.
Well, praise the Lord. That's it for today. We hope you enjoyed the message. God bless you. We want to encourage you for more free teaching. Go to our webpage, www.someonecaresministry.org. That's www.someonecaresministry.org. This is Apostle Lewis saying we love you. Thank God for you. And remember, someone cares for you, and his name is Jesus.